Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, welcome to this recap episode where I talk about the most important takeaways from my discussion with the photographer in the previous episode. And so today I'm going to talk about my conversation with photographer Tony Shaw. If you haven't listened to my conversation with Tony, you can go back one episode and listen to it there. Please do so. I don't care what order you listen to these in. If you want to listen to this recap episode first to know what's coming and then listen to my interview with Tony, or if you want to listen to the interview first, whichever way, doesn't matter. Totally up to you. Just make sure you listen to it. Tony is awesome, and she was so down to earth. And I've been a fan of her for at least since last year. So that would be 2015. And I've been admiring her work on Facebook for quite some time. We are in a photo group together, and she's constantly posting awesome work. Just work that blows me away. And so I've kind of been a cheerleader, a silent cheerleader of hers for a while. And I even featured some of her work on the blog, on the photofocus.com blog, where I'm one of the writers. Even after doing that, I'm like, I need to interact with her more. And so I had to invite her on the podcast, and I was thrilled when she said yes, and it was an awesome conversation. So we touched on a lot of good points. So today I want to give you just a quick distillation of the most important, what I felt were the most important things. So number one thing that really stood out to me was that Tony was big on education. We should constantly be studying. And I would say not even how to use your camera, which yes, you should be studying that, but also how to run your photography business. So for Tony, she mentioned that the Grid TV is a resource that she utilizes quite a bit, and that's via Scott Kelby, and also creativelive.com. And both sources have some awesome, I guess, lessons, tutorials on how to become a better photographer, but also how to run your photo business as well. And really, we should never, ever stop learning. No one ever gets to the point where they know everything. So if you feel like you know everything, you don't. There's always something more to learn, and there's always new software coming out. And even there's always new workflows and processes that you can analyze and hopefully implement into your business. I know for me, one of the direct results of this podcast is that I finally learned how to use Lightroom. I mean, I've been using it for a while now. I mean, we're on episode, I don't know what episode this is going to be, 90 something. I do these in advance, but like we're almost to episode 100. And so decades, dozens and dozens of episodes ago, because of the results, or as a result of the chats, the conversations I've been having with photographers, and they were saying, oh, Lightroom is so great, and Lightroom is saving me time, and Lightroom has let me get my life back. I finally thought, well, I've been using Photoshop for a long time, yeah, but maybe I should consider Lightroom. And so I took the steps to find tutorials online, because everything you might ever need, as far as educational, so much of it is online. I watched tutorials on how to use Lightroom. And I eventually took the dive, and I'm so glad I did. And that's just one example of something new that you can learn to really help your business. And so whatever that may be for you, it could be learning how to use a particular photography software or learning a specific kind of effect, let's say, with your photos. But it can also be, say, studying the ways that other photographers interact with their clients, or looking at analyzing the ways that other photography businesses follow up with their clients, because that's huge too. Client appreciation, customer appreciation. So after you deliver your photos to a client, that should not be the end of your interaction with them. Your goal should be to make them a repeat client, a lifelong client. We're building relationships. That is as important as the photos that you take. And so one thing that I find helpful for me is just analyzing how other businesses do it. You know, do they send a thank you card? Do they send a little trinket, like a keychain or a magnet with their photography logo on it? You know, are they sending out cards at regular intervals? Are they sending out email newsletters once a month. So there's another example of something that you can study that you can also get quite creative with. Taking photos is one way of being creative, but you can also be creative in how you run your business and have some fun with it. So that's point number one. And number two is that we should not isolate ourselves. We should never isolate ourselves as photographers. It's all about teamwork. And this is something that I enjoyed listening to Toni talk about, because she has a network of photographers that she keeps in touch with online, but also in person. And she's constantly educating other photographers. And this allows her to get to know photographers that she can incorporate as part of her team for her business. And so I find that it's all about collaboration, not competition. And I know there are a million photographers out there. You know, I know there's a lot of competition in the market. But I believe that when I help other photographers be successful, it helps me be more successful as well. I'm making friends and I'm learning lessons. Say, through this podcast is one way I help other photographers be more successful. As I'm educating others, I learn things myself. And it's just nice to have a network of photographers that I can call on if I need help with something. And they can call on me if they need help with something. Or even if I get a client that's not a good fit for my services, then I can refer them to another photographer, and that's fine. So never, ever isolate yourself. You got to put yourself out there and network with other photographers. Many ways to do this. Meetup.com is a great way. There are all kinds of photographer groups out there. You can do it online with Facebook groups. You know, there are different associations that you can get involved with. National and in your state. So just get out there and get to know other photographers. And it also helps you draw inspiration to see what other photographers are doing with their photo work and also with their businesses. And point number three, she mentioned that it's so important that we stay organized. This is huge. This revolutionized my business. So just the concept of being organized was something that had never occurred to me. If you go back even 4 years, I was a mess. I mean, a client would come to me or a potential client and say, hey, I'd like you to possibly shoot this portrait session for me. And I'm like, great. And I'm writing down the notes on a little slip of paper. And I get to my office and I lose the piece of paper and just piles everywhere. Not saying I'm perfect today, but fast forward to today. And I've come a long way. So I use Sprout Studio as part of it's software. It is photography business software. And as part of my workflow, it keeps me organized. That's where I input the information for all of my clients, for my shoots. I have galleries there, and it even has the awesome workflow feature where I can send out, you can write and or select the emails that you want to go out to a client. Say, for example, before a photo shoot. So I like my clients to be prepared for a photo shoot. So I'll send them like quick little tutorials leading up to the shoot, not only to stay in touch with them, but also to get them excited and educate them. So that would be like a workflow in Sprout Studio. And by the way, this is not a commercial for Sprout. They have not paid me to say this. Just I want you to really get the general concept of being organized with your workflow. And so there's a workflow before the shoot, and then after the shoot, following up, telling them the steps that happen next, just organizing those emails and having those emails saved so I can use them again and again. Toni, she uses 17 hats, which they're awesome too. I actually heavily considered using them. At the time, it was between Sprout Studio and 17 hats, and I've actually had the pleasure of meeting both companies in person at WPPI earlier this year in Vegas, some of their representatives. And so for her, she chose 17 hats and she's been with them for a while and she's loving it. And you would be amazed how much more enjoyable your life is when you know that you know where all of your information is and you sleep better at night knowing that your clients are constantly being taken care of by you because you know what you're doing. So please take steps to get organized. Like I said, I'm not perfect. I still have some mini piles in my office. It's not as bad as it used to be. I know where information is, but yeah, it's a constant, you know, process being organized with your business. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Just a quick recap of the points that I talked about. Point number one, you should constantly be educating yourself. Study, study, study. Look for resources online, whether that be Creative Live or even YouTube. Or there's so many Tuts Plus. There's another resource. There's so many tutorials online for how to be a better photo maker and photo taker, and but also how to be a better business person and how to run your business in a much more efficient way. Point number two, don't isolate yourself. Put yourself out there. Network with other photographers. Focus on being helpful. You help them, they help you. That's how we help advance this industry. That's how we help improve this industry as a whole. Life will be much better for all of us if we're all doing better. So, just don't think that you have to do it alone. Get out there and network and be helpful to other photographers. Point number three, stay organized with your business. Online software is great for that. I use Sprout Studio. Tony uses 17 Hats. There are many others. Some people like Excel. I mean, it can be simple. The solution doesn't have to be complicated. The point is that you get organized, that you get systems in place for how you handle your client information and your lead information and workflows for keeping in touch with your clients and keeping in touch with them long term. That all needs to be handled in such a way where you're not reinventing the wheel every time. And that will make your life so much better. So I hope you got at least one concept or idea that you can apply to your business today or this week or this month. It's all about baby steps, people. That's how changes happen. There are big changes that can happen, but quite often it's about the baby steps and the incremental improvements that we make to our businesses. So I will talk to you all next time. Go out and build the photography business of your dreams. If you're looking for a way to speed up your workflow and quickly take your photos to the next level, check out the professional Lightroom presets we're offering on ProPhotographerJourney.com. With a single click, use these presets as a solid starting point when editing your photos, and then customize each Lightroom effect to your liking. Your friends, family, and clients will be amazed at your photos. These preset styles include soft and subtle, all the way to dramatic and edgy. Just head to ProPhotographerJourney.com and check it out. If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast and search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.